Yo, yo,
talk radio.
Yo, bitch. What's good, man? Cartel Radio, we in the building.
I'm
hey, Bees, whoever. Let me mute that. Bees, what's good, man? What's the word? Shout out 765-506, man, whoever you is. I don't even know wherever your coast that's from, but, man, yeah. Good looking for tapping in, man. You was definitely in tune to Cartel Radio, man, the 12th episode, man. We've been doing this shit for a little while, man. We deserve some applause.
It feel like 30.
Oh, God. It don't feel like that much to me. It don't feel like we've been doing shit. But, damn, man, I still got this motherfucking Bankhead and YP song on my thing. You know how we always do.
Did we ever play it?
Yeah, we played it. 2 weeks in a row. If I play it again today, that's going to be the third week. But the only good thing about that is this song is only 2 minutes and 32 seconds, man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, say it again.
So, we finna play it one more time, man. Bankhead versus YP. Y'all already know how we do it on Cartel Radio. We use this first little minutes or whatever to get our call volume.
Let y'all
up.
Chime in.
You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we going to give y'all time to chime in. We know niggas be late or whatever. You know, black people are always late, but you know what I'm saying? Your
friend.
Host, Killer B. Logic Divine, you in the building. What's good, man?
What it do? What it do?
What's the word, man? Yeah.
Shit, we here, man. What's going on?
Shout out to Boy Nice, man. That's Nice on the line. What's good, man? Hey, I'm gonna click you in, ladies. Press 1 if you want to get clicked in. But for now, I'm finna play this YP versus Bankhead. We finna jump on the internet. Share. Tag. The official post is on Black Ice Battles. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you join that on Facebook. Make sure you follow Cartel.
Hey.
What up?
Killer, where Cap at?
Cap, press one, Cap, if you in this bitch, man. I don't be remembering Cap number, man. Press 1 if you in the building, Cap. But, yeah. Make sure y'all subscribe to Black Ice Cartel Radio on YouTube. Subscribe to Syndicate Cartel on YouTube. We finna get it in, man. This YP and Bankhead. Take me. We finna hit the lines, man, and get our cars up. Let's get it, man. Cartel Radio.
Cartel, ho.
Believe
it.
Share, man.
Oh, this shit fire. I heard it.
Hey, hold on. Hey, give me a second, too, man. I got the official post on deck. Let me drop this official post.
Yo,
hey.
Fake niggas, I can't stand all this fabrication. Cartoon Network, straight animation. My nigga YP said no procrastination. So I'm coming back for money like tax evasion. No procrastination, boy, that's the mixtape. The Glock like Muhammad Ali, it make my wrist shake. Try and reach for my chain and get a big eight. Get 15 minutes of flame, now that's your big break. Bitch, wait, I drive through with a bigger back. I'm aiming at his front, but it ricocheted and split his back. That loud mouth bitch, what you gon' get her clap? She don't want none of this, nigga. Fuck how your sister rap. Little with 19 shots, I call it midget match. The strap to his head, I put a hole in his fitted cap. I took your shit, nigga. Come try and get it back. It's something in his hand for you, shorty. Call it Similac.
Let's go,
phone got my niggas with me, got a Glock to show. I put it down and treat a nigga like mopping glow. All that tough shit, nigga, you better stop it, bro. Big and you rap loud, nigga, you a Optimo.
Yeah, I'm hopping, so I punch and I tote nines. I know niggas in prison and they doing big time. You niggas with you, guess what? I'm doing big crime. The chopper bang both sides, nigga,
like 6'9". Nigga, your bitch fine, but she want something from me. I'm in a basement with a dog like Bud Bundy. The shot pretty, but the gun ugly. As soon as you see my whip, I'm a punch bug.
I want money, cross the line, I let a 9 eat you. You looking at a monster, nigga, I'm a live creature. He falling in the corner like he got 5 fevers. I let it explode in his head like an IV.
Woo!
Oh,
hey. Tune in. Shout out everybody that's involved, man. Hold on, man. I cut it off early. I don't know. That was an accident. But, man, shout out to everybody that's on this bitch. Catboy, was good?
What you do, fool?
What's good? What's I'm just making sure you with us, my nigga. I'm making sure you with us, bro.
Okay,
you here, my nigga? You
Parker?
Here?
You know, we
Logic
do,
Divine.
Bro.
Logic Divine, you here?
Yo.
Let's fucking go, man. You niggas turn the fuck up, man. Cartel Radio.
Hey, hey,
bitch.
Hey.
What's
hey,
the word?
Bankhead spazzed at this cipher over the weekend. I just wanted to let y'all know that. Get that out the way before I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I was out of
the
building.
Top 5 dead or alive.
Yeah, the cipher. Yeah, top 5 dead or alive. Shout out to Dennis Welch and them and whoever else was involved. You know, it was at Timbuktu where we usually do our cartel events. You know, the vibe was, you know, it was their vibe. You know, the vibe was different. You know, it heated up a little bit after a while, you know, once everybody got their little nerves out the way and shit like that. And
once
the shit
got
going,
that bottle in them.
You know what I'm saying? Me too. but hey, Hoodlum Gang, spaz. Hoodlum Gang, they won the belt for, I guess, the first cipher. They all spaz. And then Bankhead, I heard he was the, like, everybody said he was the best of the night, though. Like, it was team, you
That's
know what I'm
crazy.
Saying? But he freestyled, and he said it was freestyle off the top. I said, nigga,
yeah,
what?
Bank, hey, man, me and Bank, we used to battle, like, at least 10 times a week. I pull up at this nigga crib, bro. We don't even say what up, nigga. We just get straight to it. Like,
start
nigga,
rapping, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the real, I pull up to that nigga crib, we don't even say what up. But that was like iron sharpening iron. Like, we used to go at it. That shit used to be fun as a bitch. Everybody knows,
yeah, and
man.
I really,
you niggas used to pull up with them garbage ass freestyle bars.
Stop it.
Hey,
hey
Cap,
boy,
no,
hey,
also for real, like, I forgot
too.
That side of the bank. He, yeah, if Cap is, you know, he got to say his shit, but I forgot that side of the bank. Like, and it's rare, you know, it's very few motherfuckers who actually good on a beat and, you know, battling. And Bankhead ain't really brought up in them conversations because he don't really be making music like that, but that nigga, he fire. So shout out to Bankhead, Cartel.
Facts,
Cartel.
Man. Hey, yeah, Cartel all day.
You niggas
but
used
yeah,
to be
man.
Bothering me, telling with them garbage ass freestyles every day.
Tell
hey,
him,
since,
tell
hey,
him,
since,
Cap.
Hey, wait, since Bankhead famous, I guess I could tell this story about one day I was at his crib, nigga. I was at his crib smoking shit, bro. I ain't even gonna put too much sauce on it, but I was in there smoking shit, and niggas just wanted to leave me alone, bro. They like, just get out, B. I'm just keeping it 100. Hey, but speaking of that top 5 Dead or Alive, though, I saw a clip. Buck went crazy too. Body gang. Shout out to
the
gang.
He wasn't even involved in the fight. He just pulled up. He just kept saying, wow, you know, during the intermissions, he was like, man, I should have been in this shit. I said, nigga, next time, submit your shit on time, you know, because they did the little IG interview, I mean, the little whatever you call it, you know, and then they picked off the Instagram. So, but, you know, I guess towards the end, they just let niggas, you know, freestyling, you know, they just free did whatever, and he got off. He got the fuck off.
Yeah, Buck went crazy.
I went
yeah,
live.
He said
man,
everybody
could go live.
Yeah, you was live. I think
yeah,
I saw it live.
Man.
I think I was
yeah.
watching it live. Yeah,
Buck went crazy.
Buck, man, for stepping in and went even on the
mm-hmm.
on the schedule.
Right, that nigga good. That nigga good
stuff.
For fucking with that shit,
hey,
too,
hey,
bro. He might have made a top 10 fan. That nigga good for fucking with that shit.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Vixen went crazy. That shit was, it was nice. It was nice.
Man,
once
shout
we
out
got
Top 5
Dead
or Alive. Shout out Hoodlum Gang for taking belts or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We gonna he doing another one too soon. You know what I'm saying? So y'all holler at Dennis Welch if y'all know who he is. If y'all don't, holler at Hoodlum Gang, Vixen, or somebody that do know who he is. Get in touch with that. That should be lit. But
nigga,
tonight
be on
show,
time next time. Damn. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, man, we black. You know, we gotta just put up with that. Yeah. You feel me? But shout out my homie Nice, he on the line and shit. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now, because we finna get into this Midwest Legacy. You know what I'm saying? We gonna
how many other matches
Midwest
you dropped?
Legacy. Hold on, man. Wait. Let me blow the horns for that. Midwest Legacy. What these niggas talking about?
Midwest movement shit.
Talk.
Yeah. I needed to blow the horns for that. But, hey, matter of fact, I'm just going to say it like this. Everybody that's tuned in right now, and for whoever tuned in, as we continue, you might catch a sneak peek, but this is an exclusive show right now because we only dropped, like, I don't even know how many announcements we'd have made of who battling, but I'm going to leak the whole card on this show. Shout out to the side.
Let's
mom,
go.
Man. I hope they ain't mad at me. You feel me? But yeah, I'm going to leak the whole card on this show. I know everybody been asking me where the whole card at, nigga. It's going to be on the Cartel Radio show. Nigga, tune in, nigga, or miss out. So, hey, what's good with the official post, man? Is niggas on deck or what? Before I get into this shit.
Why? Yeah, some people on there, but they keep going to this other post. I don't know who made this.
Yeah, use that post, man. The one I tagged everybody on already.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that one too. They both.
It's two different posts.
Okay. Hey, Black Ice, you a fool. Black Ice be in the comments going crazy. Hey, but yeah, man, I'm finna leak the whole card. But yeah, first let me introduce what the fuck was going on. Midwest Legacy. We doing this Born Legacy weekend, you know what I'm saying? Shout out URL North, you know what I'm saying? Brad Arthur and motherfucking Jason Curry, Jay Curry or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because we throwing our event. They got a two-day event. You know, they do the PGs and the Born Legacy event, and we doing Midwest Legacy. Before all of that, we popping the weekend off, so it's a three-day event, and they not feeling no type of way about it. They ain't feeling like we stepping on their toes or nothing. So shout out to them, the good people at URL or Born Legacy. You know what I'm saying? For not acting like no motherfucking lames and feeling like we stepping on their toes. They see what we trying to do. They following up with this Midwest movement. They fucking with it. And they
so was it
kind of
like? Is it kind of like a? Is it kind of like a partnership, or is it more like they just like sanctioned
nah.
it? Like they make you know they let y'all
nah,
know that it's cool
no,
to
it
do
ain't
or
no
what?
Partnership. It ain't no partnership or nothing. And we could have just been disrespectful. Y'all know how this battle rap shit go as far as league owners
mm-hmm.
and stepping on
competition
toes
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, pulling up at other niggas' city and throwing battles the same weekend and all that shit go. So
type of shit, niggas.
You know
here.
We don't even so. This is how this shit happened. I'm just going to explain how it happened before I get into all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I came up with the idea, and I just thought that we could take all this momentum from the new Midwest movement going crazy, and it's like 10 niggas from the Midwest on the PGs. We already went crazy in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that did their thing in Tampa. We already went crazy out there. You know what I'm saying? So now they brought it to Cleveland, and they brought it to Cleveland because we went crazy in Tampa. That's what people don't fucking understand. They
mm-hmm.
URL came to the Midwest because of what we did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they fully rock it with the new Midwest movement, and the fact that plenty of new Midwest movement members, and we going to get it turned back up again in Cleveland on the PGs, and I figure we should throw an event and turn it to a three-day weekend, same like they did in Tampa. That was a three-day weekend, but that wasn't planned. That wasn't even planned.
Right.
That
mm-hmm.
was like niggas threw an extra event on the fly, and that was successful. So I'm like, okay, I made sure URL didn't have nothing going on like that. I'm like, let's use that extra weekend day or Friday or Sunday, whichever day they're going to let us get, and we throw our own event to showcase all the Midwest talent that didn't get no PGs or deserve one. You know what I'm saying? And we going to call
yeah,
it Midwest
yeah,
Legacy.
That's smart.
We was calling
Born
Legacy 8 Midwest Legacy. We was calling Born Legacy 8 Midwest Legacy. That's where the name came from. Like, fuck Born Legacy
mm-hmm.
8. We ain't got to give it a nickname. We could throw our own shit for real. Midwest Legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
we knew that. You know, we knew
so,
that. I just wanted to let everybody else know for you to let everybody else know.
Facts. But, yeah, so in the fact that it was going to be in Cleveland, you know me, man, Killer B, man, I've been around this bitch three times, you know what I'm saying? I've been around the world and back three times, you feel me? Knowing that it was in Cleveland, I reached out to Cedar Simone, shout out Bar for Bar, Cedar Simone and Fonz. I reached out to them because they already in Cleveland. So instead of a nigga like me trying to find a venue and whatnot, I reached out to somebody who already throw events in Cleveland. So I reached out to Mo and let him know my idea. He fully got behind it. Pause. You feel me? Like ASAP. You know what I'm saying? And he
nigga
to the point. No, but he got on board to the point where, like, a lot of shit that I had to worry about, he knocked them worries out ASAP. Like, all camera crew, don't even worry about it. Venue, don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, like, this was the main issues as far as throwing the event. So I'm like, bet. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I hit you for, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Bet.
Oh, that's so what's up. That's why you throwing all the media crap, nigga.
And so much so, shout out
to the side moan and bar for bar, man. But you know, we go way back. Me and Face, we battled see the side moan and ride about top in Cleveland back in the days. You know what I'm saying? But I got history in Cleveland, man. Body Gang got history in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So then it happened like that. Moan was with it. He put it together, and really, that's how I came up.
That he, after Tampa, after y'all, you know, went crazy in Tampa, Norz was fucking with y'all so much that he started calling himself Midwest Norz and all that shit that was happening a couple
Midwest
weeks ago.
Norz.
So,
I don't know if True Foe gave him that name or what, but that's Midwest Norz now. You feel me? But anyway,
that shit funny as hell wherever it came from.
So, look, I hit Norz up because I ain't trying to step on no toes. I'm like, what's good, Norz? We doing this. We doing that. We calling it Midwest Legacy. You know, I don't know about... Because I'm a businessman, you feel me? And I don't know about legal issues and copyrights and all that. So I'm like, this shit called Midwest Legacy. Like, and we doing it this day. We doing it like this. Like, is it any issues? What's good? Norris was like, nigga, it wasn't no backlash. It wasn't no resistance or nothing. Norris was like, dog, that's cold. We fucking like, I like that. So for everybody that's online, if you tuned in and you're a part of this card, just know, URL will be in the building to check out our event. You feel me? They want to see what y'all niggas got to do too. So really, low key, they getting like some free talent. They getting talent for free without having to book nothing or nothing. So they ain't got shit to lose by fucking with us. But yeah, I don't know. Like Norris, I don't know about Norris. But man, niggas gonna be in the building. Norris gonna be in the building. Brad Arthur gonna be in the building. Jay Curry gonna be in the building. So that's Born Legacy right there. So for any nigga that's aspiring and trying to get on URL, the niggas that could get you to the next level will be in the building. So if you on that card, treat this shit like you own a PG. If you on a card, treat it like you own a PG because the people that throw the PGs going to be in the building. And they ain't coming to really scoop nobody, but you know how this shit go. If a nigga spaz, you can't help what you heard. You feel me? You can't help what you heard. You see money. You see a nigga and it look like you can make some money off of them. You think they not finna throw you under the wing? You feel me? So y'all niggas do y'all thing, everybody that's on that bitch. But, so, shit, that's how that shit go right there.
I don't know where she gonna go with the killer, but remember we supposed to got Curry on here like a couple weeks ago when y'all was in Tampa. You know, that's like, this kind of like in the same realm of what we were talking about as far as UBL, URL, you know, Cartel, the Midwest Movement, all that shit. So I don't know if you want to get him on the line or you know what I'm saying?
I don't think he's on here. He got that New York ass number. I don't see no New York. Shout out to the Mill. The Mill in the building, you know what I'm saying? But I don't see no New York niggas, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, Curry, man, it gets greater later, man. Curry can pop in whenever the fuck he want. He ain't got to be a guest. He'll call in. But see,
I ain't saying a guest. I'm coming on as a call-in, like once we start doing call-ins to get him on.
Yo, talk this shit.
But yeah, that's on him, shit. Tune in, shit. Whoever tuned in to call in, press one.
Call up here.
I'm fucking with you. I've been fucking with that nigga.
You trying to get on? He really think
I don't like him, too. That's the funny thing about it. Like, he told somebody
who
Jay Curry? I don't like nobody. It ain't just him. He act like I was singling about. He fucked all of them, motherfuckers. I'm not gonna play with Hood. Like, I don't got no problem with George Foreman. He just hurt me that day.
Hey, shout out
to George Foreman.
Hey, you can't be beefing with Jay Curry, man. That's my manager.
That she caught me by surprise for motherfucking saying that, like. Some of them was like, dog, what's your beef with him? I'm like, bro, I don't got no beef with this man. He just got a beef. Oh, and my descent from that day, he was just, he posted that. Man, never mind. That shit ain't nothing.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey,
I was on his ass, though.
Hey,
and I tagged Ice, and I'm like, what you on?
Hey, sidebar, they on your ass on the official post, Logic. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Niggas on your ass. They
Yo,
on your
man,
ass,
that's Ice,
boy.
Man. That's Ice, buddy.
Hey, but yeah, man, let's get into this Midwest Legacy card. For everybody that's tuned in, y'all finna hear some shit that the world ain't even going to have to wait till like next week to fully get the grasp of what the fuck going on. But we almost done with all the drops anyways, but I'm finna run through the whole car, which is everybody been
Please
wanting to
do.
Know.
Let's go. These motherfuckers fire.
Oh, yeah, but wait,
well,
I ain't even done fully explaining. Midwest Legacy, this is for the people who deserve PGs. This is for top people in the city where you're from. This is where the Midwest can shine. This is our summer madness. This is our known. You don't need a PG if you own Midwest Legacy. I mean, you know, PG is still an accolade for you to shoot for, but Midwest Legacy should be up there too. If you're from the Midwest, Midwest Legacy should hold more weight than a PG. This is the best of the best for the Midwest. This how you get to the next level. The leagues could have been this
hey,
year, but it took the battle rappers to come together to do it. No knock to the leagues because the leagues is with it. But you know what I'm saying?
Man, let these niggas
it's,
know,
it's only going to get greater later.
That's why they on the card.
It's going to get greater later. And a lot of y'all Midwest favorites is not on this card because they are in the PGs and they busy. They on KOTD. They main event and shit the same weekend. You feel me? So it's a lot of y'all Midwest favorites and niggas who really deserve a shot not on here, and that's what it is. And the fact that Cedar Simon throwing this shit and Cleveland is the going to be the base of what's going on, he got the extra perk of showcasing his Cleveland talent. You feel me? So every year or whatever, however often we do it, it won't be in Cleveland. The next time it's going to be somewhere else. Hopefully Cartel, we do this shit in Milwaukee. And Cartel, you know what I'm saying, get
that'll be fire.
Powerhouse this shit. Cartel powerhouse this shit. You feel me? But
so
let me
bad,
get off
my bad,
this car.
My bad, Killer. I'm kind of distracted because I've been messaging and sending comments. So did you explain why it's just as much as a PG or it's just like a PG? Did you explain that part? Like, did you make that clear?
Because we the best – look, because, first of all, like, you're going to spend your whole battle rap career trying to get a PG. Like me, I've been battle rapping for, like, 7 years, and I had a PG back in 2015, but, you know, the nigga didn't even show up. Then it took me all the way to fuck here to get another one. You feel me? So it's like, if we had a Midwest Legacy back then, I probably wouldn't even give a fuck about no PG. I just want to dominate Midwest Legacy. And this shit could be so big. Imagine this. Midwest going so hard, Midwest Legacy becomes such a big thing. Let's say the Goonies, Twerk or whatever. Like, man, if I crush the Midwest niggas, book me on Midwest Legacy. Because this is the best of the best in the Midwest. We take it every state, city. We take it somebody from every state. Not anybody, somebody that's somebody from every state. And we got these niggas on one card, which has never really been done, low-key. You know what I'm saying? Not to put on the Midwest as one. You feel me? It ain't been done like
mm-hmm.
that. And we doing it like that. So basically, yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you're from the Midwest, this should be a big deal to you. You feel me? We ain't putting anybody on here. You can't hit me up because you know me and get on this card. You can't hit Moan up. Posted by Fonz, you can't hit Fonz up because you know them and get on this card. You got to put in that work. If you a choking ass nigga, you can never get on Midwest Legacy. If you a ducking ass nigga, or I ain't got no ride that day, I couldn't make it ass nigga, you can never get on Midwest Legacy. If you don't be catching no bodies, if you ain't killing shit, if you never killed shit in your career, you can never get on Midwest Legacy. This is for the niggas that been under the scope, but URL not fucking with them. We can fuck with each other. We don't really need URL. You feel me? No,
but y'all ain't
man,
playing
the
buddy
East Coast, nah, ain't no buddy ball.
Big facts. That's
me,
exactly
hey,
how the fuck
me.
I feel.
Hey,
I'm where I need to be, man. Them same niggas come to us. That's fucking.
Hey, exactly. Mm-hmm. Make them come to you.
Like,
and
this
time.
It's time.
And this another thing, too. Once soon as the Midwest movement got together, we went up with a group of battle rappers from the Midwest that came together and moved as one. And it worked out. Okay, that worked out as battle rappers. We finna do it again. as an event. We need the Midwest needs something to look forward to. Without this Midwest legacy, y'all niggas is hoping and praying y'all get PG. We don't got to do that. We got Midwest legacy now. You feel me? And the next one's going to be better than this one. So let me get into this card, man. You know what I'm saying? I just had to explain what the fuck it takes to get on. And like you said, we ain't playing buddy ball. This nigga's mad at me right now. I ain't going to front. Niggas mad as a bitch at me because they want to get on the card.
Real quick again, because Gigi just said, is this a cartel card or just you? Killer. So she just hopped
Listen,
on. So.
Look at the flyer that's under the official post. It don't even say cartel nowhere on it. This is not cartel. This is the Midwest.
If y'all don't
this
read.
This is sponsored by the Midwest Movement. Yeah, cartel is involved. I'm cartel, and I'm a part of throwing it. So, yeah, you feel me? But at the same time, we not trying to put no big eyes or little U's or no spotlight on one certain brand or nothing. This is for us. We moving as one. This is for every. We ain't paying nobody fees. You know what I'm saying? Or none of that. Do this shit for the culture because you want to see the Midwest shine. Niggas want to hashtag new Midwest movement. Support this Midwest legacy. Y'all see what we did with the Midwest movement. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? We could do this shit with an event. This shit could be our, like I said, this our summer manners. This our gnome. You feel me?
And let's see who really love the culture, who really love they sport,
exactly.
Who really give a fuck about the culture. Like, that's what, you know, a piece of what
this
about.
Before I get into the card, I'm going to say this. It's niggas that we reached out to ain't fucking with us. Ain't fucking with. They want to hashtag new Midwest movement. But they
and
don't
I'm saying
be
like
rich
that, I
culture.
Feel like you attacked me because I feel like you fucking attacked me.
Cowboy.
I feel attacked for you,
Cap.
I feel attacked for you.
Hey, fuck that, because Cowboy definitely
didn't
climb the
car,
bro.
Either.
We reached out, nigga. Cowboy, you explain yourself, nigga. You definitely declined the car, my nigga.
Hey, no, I did not accept it. And then I asked you what was the date, and you told me the date, and I couldn't do it. But see, what's fucked
that's
up
about
it, I'm going to be
you.
In Ohio,
that's
too. I just ain't going to be in Cleveland. I'm not. I'm going to be in Ohio. You'll see my
I'm just fucking with you.
I go to the same one. This the one I go to every year, the same one.
I just
but
want
yeah,
to
I'm
let
be
the
in
world
Ohio
know you made the cut.
All the dinosaurs
I just want to let the world know you made the cut. But let me get
you
some
man, you, now they know, man. I'm the greatest battle rapper Wisconsin ever seen.
Tell them.
Hey, actually, now that I'm looking at the card, it's only one battle that we didn't drop yet. I might as well drop that tonight. But, yeah, the card officially out here.
Yeah, all the matches, yeah.
But we better get into that. Okay, main event. All right, I'm going to tell y'all this. Before I even get into that, the main event was almost KD versus Coogee. How y'all feel about that? That's crazy. You know what?
Almost doesn't count.
Oh, look at me. You ain't going to get his credit.
Know.
You ain't going
to. I don't know, man. He's doing a lot of
stuff.
No,
man, it don't count. It don't count. Like, is there still a main event or is it not?
I don't know.
I mean,
like, is there still a main event or are you saying, like, that was the biggest battle on the card?
I feel like it would have been if it locked in, but I'm gonna say this: it didn't happen because none of these niggas went for the culture. They both was for the culture. They just got shit on their plates. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna say it like that. But let me.
Yeah.
But the main event: Coach Cannon versus Nice.
For me.
How y'all feel about that? Coach Cannon from Chicago. Coach Cannon from Chicago, the nigga that killed Logic.
Boy,
hey, before I bring you in, Nice, I'm gonna say this, cause like I said, Midwest Legacy. This is like you're supposed to be that top one of the top niggas in your city if you're on this car, or your state. Fuck the city, the state. Nice
mm-hmm.
is on this car. We talk about Indiana right now. Nice is like niggas is real life sleep on Nice. I've been telling
hey, that nigga
Nice every Black Ice joint.
Hey, and he got I don't know him. I don't know him or coach, whatever his name was, like that. Not to try to disrespect, I'm not disrespecting him like that, but he got to put on because that Indiana shit got y'all looking crazy out here. So
no, that ain't coach. Coach from the south. Nice, Nice.
No, the other nigga
saying
from Indiana. Yeah, that Indiana one shit, he got
man,
to redeem Indiana for that.
Man, listen, not really, bro, because them Indiana niggas be spitting, bro. That Indiana shit.
That's
on
a
my
joke. That's
to
a
how
joke. I don't even
become.
Know them. That's a joke.
Hey.
I don't know them.
Nice.
Hey, Killer,
press one if you're trying to get on the line. I'm going to say that. Press one if you're trying to get on the line, Nice, but we're going to keep it going. But press one if you're trying to get on the line. I'm going to bring Nice in right now. Nice, you on the line, man. One of Indiana's finest.
Good, man.
You on the line. What's the word?
Nice, what it
radio.
Do, nigga?
Nice in his bitch.
What's up, Nice?
Nice in his bitch.
In
he
the
that
building,
nice.
Man. What's good? Get a
he that nice.
Yeah, shit, man. Good,
hey,
yeah.
Nice. Nigga.
What's good, bro?
You and Rico Wells went fucking crazy, nigga. On my
100, bro. 100. That's love.
Back.
Yeah,
back.
Talk
back.
About
I'm looking forward to
hey, what happened? Hey, what happened with y'all battle? Why y'all didn't battle?
Shit, I guess some shit with the storage on fucking cameras or some shit.
Oh, damn,
oh,
that's fucked up.
That's
no, they battled outside or some shit like that. You ain't see that?
I know, no.
Yeah, we still got it in.
Street.
We still got it in outside for the people that's, you know, for our peoples and shit.
And that shit was crazy.
Hey, how you feel
yeah,
about
you
this Midwest Legacy shit, though, bro? How you feel about what's going on, man?
Oh, man, you already know, huh? I'm rocking this Midwest shit. I'm loving it, nigga. Nigga, anything Midwest, I'm moving with it. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? It's that time. You know what time it is.
Hey, Nice, can you do me a favor, please? Can you do me a favor, Nice? Can you drop a link? Can you drop a link on the official post, like, once you get off, so I can get familiar, we can get familiar with
hey,
you?
Drop that link.
Man, Nice, that nigga.
My nigga's killing you and shit. My nigga's showing killing them, killing y'all and shit. Drop that one.
hey,
yeah,
no
yeah, drop that one.
Out of y'all, man. We're fucking killing them up.
I don't believe that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to keep it 100. You know me and Show been doing two-on-twos for a minute. We borderline originated this shit. You feel me? The back and forth going crazy like that. These niggas gave us the biggest go to that at that moment. Like, before you know, we done battled like five more 202s after them.
I
but
was so afraid
at that
you
moment,
say at that moment,
moment
I was going to get on your ass.
Hey, at that moment, bro, I'm not going to front, bro. Them niggas, man, look that up. Killer B and Showstopper versus Nice and Teezy, bro.
I saw that
them
shit.
Niggas went
yeah,
crazy. They went crazy,
I
bro.
I saw that shit. Me and Honey fucked
they went
you
crazy.
And Showstopper up and we'll fuck them.
Stop it, man.
No,
no. God,
hell
no.
Man.
We got you out of there.
No, but I want to see that. Like, I want to see one of Nice by himself because you know if you can judge a nigga.
Man,
nice, bro, just
nice. Show who you
it's
about.
Not, it's not,
show who you about.
It's not a nigga that. It's not a nigga that's rising right now in the Midwest that I probably ain't stood in front when it comes to your killers and shows. Shit, your motherfucking LL Cool G, King 8, Mills. You feel me? I'm like 25 battles in. You feel me? I done seen a lot of niggas that's in the Midwest that's fire. Them niggas have to come see me, bro. You feel me?
Facts.
So it's up there. That's all you gotta do is type in Nice. You feel me? That shit gonna pop up. niggas,
see that Nice.
Niggas have to see me. Facts.
I said, nigga, that got Nice. I said some shit like, cause I rap Nice. Plus the Gat Nice. Banana clip with like a smiley face, nigga, is Gat Nice. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Hey,
God. Nigga, talk to this
nigga.
That
lies.
Shit was fire. That shit was fire. But come
boy.
On, bro. You better than that, bro. You can't be. You better than that, nigga. That's the same route the rest of these niggas taking. You know you better than that.
My
hey,
nigga said
hey,
clip,
but
that shit was still
hey,
I don't give a fuck what angles niggas took Nice. That shit was fire, bro.
Hey,
yeah. I ain't gonna take.
No.
Let me hear something.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga said face swap. Y'all trying to make TZ Nice. Now that shit
oh,
was fire. That shit.
Let's go. I thought they was sleeping
fire.
On God. I went crazy, bro. On God, I said you the sleazy type. Oh God, nigga, go behind your back like a sleazy wife. FaceTime. Y'all trying to, hey, that was crazy. Hey, but, hey, shout out to you, Nice, bro. Thanks for rocking with the Midwest Legacy, all that, bro. I'm about to continue with this show, bro, because we could go on forever. You definitely need to pop on as a guest, bro. No bullshit.
Hey,
for
sure.
Salute,
Nice. Nice
nigga,
to meet you.
This shit was a surprise to me, too, just jumping on this motherfucking hair and on main event and shit, nigga. I'm just thinking I'm about to go cook some shit. But it's love, though.
Yeah, bro. When that full card drop, y'all go see what it is. But hey, I'm finna mute your line, but stay tuned, bro. Thanks for popping in. We finna continue to what the fuck was going on, cause for time run out on the niggas.
Hey, killer,
killer.
Get it getting nice, man. New Midwest movement. We out here.
For sure. Salute. What up, B?
Hey, killer. So that's kind of where I was going with it, you know, for people to understand the process. That's why I asked, you know, about the main event shit. Like, I didn't know it was such thing as, like, y'all was rating them or whatever. So Vaughn asked, who is picking who is the best? Like, how is you determining that? We already
Listen,
had a conversation, right, but just so
I'm
they know.
Right, I'm going to say it like this. That's a good-ass question. And I'm
yeah,
a,
it
and
is.
I got a good-ass answer.
I asked you
I'm going to say it like this.
Uh-huh.
Listen, y'all already know, man. Killer B, man. Body gang. I've been around this bitch. I've been up and through the Midwest, nigga. You can't name no city in the Midwest that I haven't been in or Showstopper haven't been in. And we go crazy when we go. Niggas fuck with us. They don't know us when we come, but when we leave, they fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going off of this is years in the making. I've been, just like I've been needing a PG for all these years, it's other niggas that, like, nice. It's other niggas that been deserving it, too. So I've been peeping game. This is for the people that deserve it that ain't been getting it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just – this is just off me watching. Like, Cedar Simone, he throwing on his Ohio people. He can do that because he locking down most of the heavy side of the – he holding a heavy load of the weight. You feel me? He carrying the heaviest weight. So, yeah, he got the perks to throw his people on. And the people he throwing on, y'all probably don't know these niggas, but they top niggas in Cleveland, man. Like I said, I've been to Cleveland, bro. I've been right there. For you niggas that don't know, for y'all that don't know, Cleveland is the toughest Midwest crowd, bro. They will have you feeling like, nigga, you trash. Oh, God, you could be. Hey, they like you. That how you feeling like Cassidy. They booing the coldest shit in the world. Oh, God. Nigga, they booing the coldest shit in the world in Cleveland. A lot of these niggas going to have a crazy awakening when they get there spitting that shit. But let me get through this card, man. I only got through the first one. I'm going to just say the whole card first, and then we can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. Headline, nice. Coach Cannon versus Nice. Coach Cannon from Chicago, Nice versus Indiana. Another headline, Infrared the General from Minnesota versus Mikey D from Peoria. Another headline, Gamble from Cleveland.
Fire.
I don't know where he's from, but Gamble. Y'all know Gamble, the nigga who battled Coogi and shit. That shit on URL. Gamble versus KD. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be crazy. Another headline.
Yeah, that shit ain't drop on URL, though. But, yeah, though. Yeah, that was fire, though.
It didn't? That shit ain't on
URL?
It
didn't drop on the URL channel, nah.
I mean, but it got hella views like it did. You know what I'm saying? It's on
We
Go Hard, something like that. You know what I'm saying? But anyways... Illa versus La Malik. See, y'all don't know La Malik. Y'all don't know about La Malik. Do y'all know about La Malik?
Hell no, we don't know about no damn La Malik.
Man, listen, that's that Cleveland shit, bro. Y'all gotta step y'all Midwest game up, bro.
I heard that name before, for some reason.
He battled G-Side.
I don't think
bro.
I know
remember,
too much about.
Man, me, G-Side,
yeah,
and G-Side
okay,
went to Cleveland, bro.
G-Face battle killer.
Sox battle La Malik, and I battle Rage Rush. You know what I'm saying? These are Cleveland hitters, bro. They Cleveland hitters, bro. And I think La Malik had a PG or some shit. But we got Meatrice versus Lady Toons, a female battle. Shout out Meatrice, cartel shit. You know what I'm saying? Meat Rice, whatever the fuck they call her.
I was
going to
say, that's how you
say
it?
Meat Rice.
I'm kind of sure her name ain't Meat Rice.
I think it's Meatrice.
Meat Rice.
Okay, Meatrice. All right, whatever. All right. Hoodlum. Gang, Milwaukee shit, man. I'm blowing the horn for my Milwaukee niggas, man. Fuck is they talking about? Milwaukee in the building, man. Hoodlum fucking gang, nigga. Hoodlum in this bitch versus Scissors. Hey, I was just telling Mo earlier this backstory I had about Scissors. Remember when I battled that nigga outside in New York, outside of Black Star Music, right?
It was hot as
a bitch, right? The nigga who I battled, Scissors was behind, dude. They from Akron. I'm like, let me hit your water, bro. He had a gallon of water. I'm like, let me hit your water. He's like, all right, but just don't put your lips on it. I didn't, like, by the time he said that, nigga, I was already drinking his shit, bro. Like, hey, I gave him his shit back, bro. That nigga was so fucking mad, bro. He was mad than a bitch, bro. Like,
you
that shit
what?
Was funny than a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And that shit was funny, but when Mom put him on the card, I'm like, dude, look familiar. I just thought about it today. Like, that's that nigga that got mad when I drunk his water and shit. All right, but anyway.
Yeah, he probably
got from
Akron. We just kissed now. Out of the match, I don't know.
Man, gone, cowboy, man. Gone, man.
Hey,
but
hey, dog, man, dog, don't put your lips. He was pissed, like, you can have it, bro. You can have
oh,
it.
Oh, God,
bro.
He was mad than a bitch. He should have let me have it. He was hot as a bitch outside on God. But shit, F-Mag from St. Louis versus Ease. Ease from Cleveland. I don't know. Like these Cleveland niggas, I don't know if they from Cleveland, Canton, Akron, I don't know. But Ohio. Ease
it's
from Ohio.
Akron.
Akron, nigga. Stop saying Akron.
Hey, just like it's heroin, nigga. I call it heroin, nigga. What we talking about?
Tomato, tomato.
Nah, that's a proper pronunciation, though. Only white
talk
people
that
say
pronunciation
heroin.
Shit. Look at my nigga.
Hey, but yeah, we got F-Mag from STL versus Ease from Ohio. We got Killer. Y'all don't know about Killer. He the fake killer because I'm the real one, but you know what I'm saying? He from Cleveland.
Talk
he that nigga
shit.
Out there. Hey, he that nigga out there, bro. I ain't even
bro, you ain't
team.
Named
he
the
just...
Cleveland nigga yet that we all know.
Hey, Cleveland,
oh, I'm
low,
saying,
bro.
Though,
just
like
Detroit. Hey, look,
that
that's like Detroit,
there. I
bro.
Wish I could have got that shit.
Listen, bro, that's like Detroit, bro. Like, if we could, it's a million Detroit niggas that's doing crazy. Do y'all know about Stubbs? Because Stubbs was supposed to make the car, too, but he got KOTD.
Yes,
Stubbs,
we know about
fire,
Stubbs.
Bro.
We know about Piranha.
Nigga,
that's I've
you.
Never heard
you
that
know
yet.
About Stubbs.
I've
you
never
know
heard
about Stubbs. Man, whatever, man. Anyways, Killer, but at the same time,
bro,
Killer
saying,
just came home from a bitch.
I was saying you.
Killer just came home from a
bitch. I've never heard of that
to you. Facts. Killer just came home from a bid, though, so he been out of commission. But Killer versus Nick G from Chicago, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, warfare. Cell block bars or something we got to deal with.
No,
man,
hey,
I
got
mean, I.M. Hard shit he come up with. It ain't going to equal up to this real shit. Look at that.
I am Mars.
Hey, we got I am Mars body gang in a fucking building. Fuck these niggas talking about.
Back.
Hey, I am Mars versus J Skills. I'm looking at this to be one of the battles of the night. J Skills,
so
STL, y'all know what's popping. I'm looking at this to be one of the battles of the night. We got a lot of callers tuned in. I'm gonna get y'all niggas in, so stay tuned. But yeah, I'm just trying to get through this card. Mars versus J Skills. We got Body Gang Buck. Fuck is they talking about?
Talk
body
to the
Gang Buck. Hey, I'm not going to front. Buck was like one of the last niggas to get added on. And I added, and low key, I added, he wasn't really supposed to be on the card. But Moan had another nigga he wanted to promote or whatever and let shine. Matter of fact, let me say this. Buck versus Rich Thoughts. Rich Thoughts from Canton. I looked up this nigga footage, bro. Rich Thoughts is fucking fire, bro. I'm not even finna lie to you niggas, bro. Rich Thoughts is fire. So, Buck, you better don't let us down, my nigga. Please do not. That boy fire. Oh, God. I'm telling you,
man.
Stupid hey, Buck been
killer.
Working, though.
This nigga Vaughn on the post, he said... Next thing you know, niggas gonna be like, my nigga Tulio the Fulio Cole. Tulio the Fulio
Cole. Hey, shout out Buck, though. Like, Buck, I put Buck
hey,
on the card.
Man, chill, yo.
They on your heels still, Logic. They ain't letting up.
Oh,
on
Ice Funny is a bitch.
Hey,
yo,
I
but
put
yeah,
Buck,
Buck
on
been,
the card,
Buck been
though.
Working, man. Shout out to Buck.
Exactly. He ain't did nothing wrong this year. Like, niggas, at the moment where niggas thought he was at the end of his career and he was dead, he
yeah.
been smoking shit, bro.
He been
put
smoking
on a,
shit,
he
though.
Smoked,
like, he
definitely smoked
been smoking
Merc. He smoked Merc at a cartel.
He smoked
event.
His last
the world
BBL
saw that.
Opponent.
The world. He, hey, oh, yeah, since we on cartel radio, I'm going to say this. John Doe, drop that Buck versus Merc, man. Drop that.
Eh?
We want to see that.
Bad.
I know it was
he
a
got
body, but we want to see that.
Got more pressing batters like my battles to drop. I got two of them, too.
Yeah.
Damn,
so,
yeah, you do got two.
Oh, yeah, man,
Cat
this card deep as a bitch. If y'all
bro,
ain't noticed, this card deep as a bitch. Okay, and shout out the next battle. Let me get to the next battle. Let me get through this card, bro, because I want to accept these cards. Book. I said Buck versus Rich Thoughts. That's going to be fire. Example. Cartel's own. Example versus Rock. You know what feel me? Example versus Rock. Hey, y'all probably don't know Rock, but if y'all, in case y'all don't, He heavy in the shine. He heavy in guerrilla warfare, danger zone, whatever. Me and Showstopper battle Rock in Rio in Chicago somewhere. And them niggas put on. They did their thing, man. Rock is one of them niggas. Matter of fact, he had a crazy clip that was going crazy too out here. He had a clip going viral. Like, Rock fire, bro. Example, don't sleep on Rock either. But either, man, I ain't even worried about Example. Oh, God. Like, you got to work to do.
I am, because that nigga, you know how he be. Example, I have one fire ass showing, then go somewhere else and fuck off. So I'm worried
about
that.
And he determined, though.
Keep that shit real. Man,
Example would be determined, though.
He said he determined all the time.
No, look, bro. He be determined, bro. He come with what he got, bro. Like, he like, man, listen.
Sometimes,
Example be going through his
like
shit,
that
bro.
That man ain't been up there not prepared. He just choked against Agent Orange. And this nigga did
all
over. All
right, put it like this. All right, you said stop acting like you don't come prepared. All right, put it like this, Cap. Every time he wasn't prepared, don't act like he never told you he wasn't. He wasn't faking. He came in there like, bro, I'm finna freestyle the third. Woo, woo, woo. I'm finna tell dokes in the second type shit. He let it be known,
bro. I'll just put that out there in the air. We not just going to act like my nigga don't be fucking up and disappointing me sometimes. I'm not going to lie. And that's my nigga, bro.
I think he on the line.
I mistake with his ugly ass.
Hey, I think he on the line too, man. Example, you hear how they talking about you, my nigga. You got to defend yourself. But let's get on to the we almost at the end, bro. It's like 14 battles on this car. It's like 14 battles on this car.
Like,
he's Cleveland, man.
I'm pretty sure he got like six fuck Catboy versus ready.
Hey, look. The next battle, what's this nigga name? Uzi. Uzi from Indiana. Y'all know about Uzi.
That nigga
Uzi
fire
versus,
on my mommy fire.
Yeah. Uzi versus BZD from Cleveland. BZD from Cleveland or something. I don't know exactly where he's from. He Ohio. But look, I'm going to tell you like this. BZD is a puncher. He up and coming. He a puncher and he up and coming, just like Uzi is. So, like, that's the thing about
his name
Midwest Legacy.
What?
His name BZD. Like, this is the thing about Midwest Legacy, though. This, but, this is
like
Busy
like
D.
Dog,
D as in dog. Busy as in I got to work.
Okay,
because D as in dog.
A legend named Busy D, so yeah, okay.
Man, listen, hey, we got Busy D versus Uzi. Hey, Spence J versus Black Gemini. I'm gonna blow the horn for Body Gang and for the
nigga. Why you didn't lead with that? Nigga, lead with that next time.
That's
Black Gemini is
matchup.
Fucking fire, bro. Y'all niggas is sleepers, bro. That boy crazy.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fire ass battle right there.
I don't wanna sound crazy, but is Black Gemini still Body Gang? You know, everybody. I don't know.
We lost like six members, but hey, it's all good. Hey, that nigga still fucking with us, man. Real recognized, real man.
That nigga, I just want to know before I yell gang and shit. You know, I don't be knowing who the fuck. Yeah,
for the record. Let me get my petty out the way real quick. So everybody that ain't Body Gang no more, they ain't real.
Hey,
gone,
what?
Bro. Hey,
Gemini fire though, man. Gemini,
hey,
Gemini,
no,
Gemini,
I don't know. Hey, Cap wanted to be petty. Let me answer him on some real nigga shit though.
I'm petty. Chill out. I'm gonna answer it.
You asked it, nigga.
We ain't know that, man. This ain't TMZ.
a lot of niggas got kicked out of Body Gang. Some of these niggas still think they Body Gang. They probably don't even know they out. You feel me?
Yo.
You feel me? Hey, but look though. Hey, man, listen. Just like a job, nigga, you can leave on a good note or you can leave on a bad note, man. If you're a real nigga,
right.
You're a real nigga. Leaving Body Gang
is yeah.
Not to do with you being no real nigga, bro.
Right. Some of these motherfuckers, man, we fuck with for real. Shout out Pyrex. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just business.
Yeah,
you got to separate that.
All right, let me get to this last battle. I'm going to accept these callers. I know niggas got crazy shit to say. I'm going to accept these callers real quick. But the last battle, Ultimate Beast Primus versus L1. I don't know who L1 is. Ultimate Beast Primus, shout out to you, Chicago nigga, Illinois nigga. I don't know where you from. Illinois, though. And he in the loop. He all the way in the loop. He about the culture. You know what I'm saying? He about moving his culture forward. I fucks with that nigga heavy. You feel me? I don't know if y'all know who he is or whatever, but, you know, that's how we gonna rock.
I'm definitely check out a lot of these battles, so y'all gonna notice
man.
Some of y'all views going up, man. I'm gonna be checking y'all out.
Hey, let me do this whole rundown before I let these callers in, because I'm finna get to these callers, man. I know niggas got shit to say. I wasted a lot of time. Not wasted time, but we spent a lot of time talking. But Coach Cannon versus Nice, Infrared the General versus Mikey D, Gamble versus KD, Illa versus La Malik, Meat Rice, Meatress versus Lady Toons, Hoolum versus Scissors, F-Mag versus Ease, Killer versus Nick G, I Am Mars versus Jay Skills, Body Game Buck versus Rich Thought, The Example versus Rock, Uzi versus Busy D, Spence J versus Black Gemini, Ultimate Beast Primus versus L1. Hey, I'm finna bring another caller in ASAP right now. 920-375. I think it's Porter. You online, bro. What's good? Cartel Radio. This Porter was good. I ain't finna play with you niggas.
Bald head ass nigga, what's happening?
He's done. We on to the next.
Talk, man. I killed him, man. Let me resurrect him. Let me get my Ouija board and bring him back to life.
You said you killed
him. Hold on,
we
might talk to
y'all.
You
said we can talk to him. Hey, don't do my nigga body gang, nigga,
nigga
like that. Hey, look. Hey, since we on that topic. Since we on that topic, let me talk about
shit. That's the wreck, and we won without his ass.
On
2K. That nigga just, we was in the middle of the game. All of a sudden, it's like AI playing.
Hey, Cap, since you brought that up, let me talk about this right quick. And we're not going to spend long on this, so please don't respond to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just let me say this. Hey, you versus Rich Porter was never a body, my niggas. Like, y'all niggas, like that third round was trash on both of y'all ends. You feel me? That third
Actually,
round was not
it was.
Up to
y'all
par.
Was just weak. First of all, my third
that
round
third
definitely
round was not
trash.
Up to par.
And
if you
and,
think
and,
that little prop,
Gronk, nigga,
you think that prop
niggas,
made you win, bro,
you
tripping, bro.
Right now, where niggas is telling you that them niggas was sleeping the third, and I say, yeah, because that Walmart picture took the fucking energy out the crowd.
Nah,
nigga,
they was sleeping on Porter, nigga.
They
was sleeping on
Porter,
nigga.
That just because he booty gag don't mean nothing, nigga. You tripping.
Hey, listen.
Fuck
you.
You the only nigga in the world. You the only nigga in
bro.
The world that thinks that nigga won at that. He know he lost.
No, I'm the only nigga brave enough. I'm the only nigga brave enough to speak up and say that you didn't kill my nigga while everybody parade
so,
like you
so,
smoked
so
him because you pulled out props, bro.
You said PPV wasn't brave to other bloggers that ain't
PPV. Bees, help me out. This nigga just brought up PPV. Bees,
bro,
where you at?
We not finna do that. We ain't doing that.
Exactly. I'm gonna make sure I said PPV this clip on your behalf too for that. I'm gonna make sure you're like, look, this is what your nigga think about you, bro.
No, I think Cowboy won.
I'm gonna go to the next caller. 414-394, man. Hold on. 414-394, you on the air. What's good? Cartel Radio, what's poppin'?
What up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight, man?
Who did this sock, ain't it?
Man, I'm the only nigga sound like you. You know this, nigga.
Man, Midnight
I'm
hour voice ass
there,
nigga, what's
happening? I'm there now.
Hey, man, I can't help but you ain't got no bass in your speaker.
What it do, Sosa?
What
are we talking about, Sosa? What we talking about?
Shit, man. We ignoring the fuck shit, bro.
If you haven't noticed.
Nah, I wasn't even gonna address that, man. Shout out to the new Midwest movie, man. Shout out to all you niggas finally getting your opportunity to show what y'all can do.
Stop that shit, Sosa.
Man,
hey,
free
G. Tell us where to get that album, though.
Hey, my nigga, I talking about it, but G said he wanted to tell y'all, man, congratulations, and he wish he could be here for y'all, man. So free GE and man, my
hey
album,
man,
so
free the
free
GE, free
GE,
man.
Free
GE, man. Let me blow the horn,
man.
For
free
my nigga,
day,
man. Camp shit, nigga. Nigga. Real ham 47 shit, nigga. Real ham shit.
Hey, that nigga
bothered
you, by the way, Killer B.
From the bottom, nigga. What?
That nigga GE bothered you.
Man,
but I appreciate
it. Reporter bothered you, nigga. What
you
talking about?
You can catch all my music on everything, iTunes, motherfucker, Spotify, Tidal, YouTube, you
hey,
name it, I'm
Sock Sosa. Make sure y'all tune in. S-O-C-C Sosa, hey, man. Sosa, this man got tracks with Gucci Man. He got a banger with Gucci Man. What we talking about, man? If y'all niggas
fire.
Get the sock, you sleeping, bro. Gucci
Shout
Man on deck. Okay, I'll talk about. Hey, what's up, man? I'm finna get you off the line, G. Hey, salute, and thanks for you to tuning in, blessing our fucking radio. With, you know what I'm saying? With your motherfucking aura or whatever. I'm finna get to
our new caller listening
damn.
In. What it
I accidentally muted you, Sock. What'd you say, Logic?
Shout out to Alyssa. We got new callers, you know what I mean, popping up. Shout out to you. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Alyssa, man. Hey, but I'm finna bring in the next caller, man. I already know this example, man. And I already know he's probably gonna waste all our time and shit, but we're not gonna let you. Say what you got to say, my nigga.
I lie, my nigga.
Body gang and this bitch. What's popping? Cartel, nigga. You on the line, example? What's up?
GD, folks. Got to go.
GD, folks. He can't stay on. He got to take the bitch.
Hey, this nigga used his 15 minutes of fame to gang bang and shit.
It's like that.
Hey, he said shit.
Hey, but yeah,
every time we look up, it's on the 5. He might as well.
I'm going to go out.
Bang on you, Logic.
I'm 30.
Hey, man, you already know how I'm rocking. I'm Fort Nim. Fuck you mean?
Hey.
Hey, man.
I'm 30. I'm 30 in this nigga.
Man, you gotta
and I'm bringing Bow Wow.
You can't be gangbanging and you be talking that costume shit, brother. I don't want to hear no gangbanging. You better tell. He's lefties, nigga.
On the right,
hey,
nigga, dream of fucking white women.
Hey, example. Hey, wait, let me say this. Example. Keep it brief,
exactly.
Though, because we only got about like 3 minutes left. Keep it brief. I'm pretty sure all you right. Heard our conversation about how you always be fucking off. You don't be taking. You take some shit seriously, and then you
nah,
don't.
It wasn't that
and whatever
you
taking. What you finna do? What you finna do for Midwest Legacy, bro? Keep that shit 100, bro. Is we finna get the example that we? I heard you did a Geechee Gotti behind a stripper pole bar, crazy. Like,
talk
what example we finna get, bro? What example we finna get, bro? Midwest Legacy
hey,
shit.
Y'all finna probably get the best example ever, cause I'm at the end of my road. I'm tired of
oh,
you
that's
niggas.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm finna go home.
Hey, that's awesome.
Big example without the
glass. And that's the fuck I'm talking. You bet, bro. You better.
Yeah, I'm bringing everything. Yeah, I'm bringing everything. I'm going for the 30. I might have a prop, all that shit, but he gonna lose from the bars already though. But yeah, I'm finna
hey,
go out there
like
and rip.
I feel like you could beat Rock. Hey, Rock, nice,
oh, yeah.
But you can beat dude. You can body dude low-key, if you ask me. That's just
yep.
My opinion. Like, you got
yeah,
the potential
dead,
to
man.
Body that nigga, bro.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Like, exactly what's going to happen. So I hope he come with his A game. It still ain't going to be enough, but it'll make it a good battle. So I hope that's what he come with. But, shit, I'm sitting in the house writing right now, and I got a battle before him, and I'm writing for him right now. So
talk to this nigga.
Dead, man.
Hey, shout out
so
605-656. I don't even know where that is, but shout out you.
Oh yeah, but I tune in from here. Y'all take another caller. By the way, Catboy
yeah.
L's 2-1. You did not kill Rich. He got that second round.
Ooh,
hey,
damn!
Lie. You sound stupid as hell. I kill you.
Hey,
hey
listen.
Hey, I'm gonna bring it out.
You beat him.
What the hell are you talking about?
You beat him so bad in the first round. Yeah,
hey,
you beat him
fact,
so bad
man,
in the first round that it made it look like you, like, you took all the momentum.
Man, that second
round,
the minute that nigga said, nope, not a fact, he lost. I don't want to hear that shit.
he always say that.
If it was just about what you were saying, that shit would be on the radio, man. Cut it out.
Hey, we down to the last minute, and the show about to be over, man. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Whoever
hey,
thought we was going to address dumb shit,
on
y'all have me
support,
fucked up.
215-1974.
Hey, whoever thought we was going to address
man.
Dumb
That's
shit,
we
man, jokes on you, man. Listen, we moving forward, bro. Midwest movement, we moving. That means movement, nigga. We moving forward. Body gang shit, man. The show is over, though. Thanks for everybody for calling in. Midwest Legacy.
Damn,
y'all
no,
niggas
no,
to pull up.
Said,
we're going to be in Cleveland. September 27th, September 28th, September 29th. URL fucking with us. URL going to be in the building. Show out, nigga, like you got a PG, nigga. We in the building, man. Fuck with us, man. Midwest Movie, man.
Choke,
that's the end of the show, though, man.
No more.
Hey, facts.
If you choke, you automatically go to the bottom of the every
you
list.
Choke you. done on Baby Body Gang, though, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. We done, though.
Cartel
Peace.
Radio.
Everybody get up there choking. We choking, nigga. Cartel.
Peace, niggas.
Get the
we
song,
done.
Killer.
Yeah, ain't no
song.
We over. We out of time, nigga. We ain't pay for enough time for a song. We done.
Hey, damn it.
I'll let you niggas
hey,
next week.
I'll talk about the car. You know what song I'm talking about. Play our music, nigga. Speed
hey,
song.
Hey,
here I come.
Bro.
Here I come.
Okay, we through, bro.
Oh, shit.
Let's get it, man. We through, bro.
Cartel.
We through.
Would you
late night blunt. Goodbye.
Cause I kept